Thanks for tuning in to 49ers.com. I'm back with another weekly conversation with offensive coordinator Greg Roman and coach. It's been a while since we've had you on the program, but it's nice to have you here again at the halfway mark of the season.
Well, it's great to be here on 49ers Studios, and you guys do a great job. And we've been busy since our last encounter. I think we had some adversity early in the season that we've been able to navigate through, and it's really a credit to our players and the character that these men have. The second half of the season we're getting ready for, and it looks to be a really exciting home stretch. Of course, our division is so competitive, so it's something we're very excited about, and continue building that momentum that we've been able to generate.
Through eight games, the team sits at 6-2. Talk about the evolution of the offense over the first eight games and kind of how you've seen the team grow and kind of adjust as the season's gone on so far.
Well, I really think the past 5 weeks we've improved every week, and that's the important thing. We probably don't put as much stock into what we're doing as much as how we do it. I think the attention to detail and the precision has been much higher, and it's moving in that direction for us to continue to build and peak at just the right time.
And you guys have really been explosive at times over those five straight wins that the team's had. You haven't scored fewer than 31 points. Talk about the ability to really start quick and put teams away with the offensive scoring power.
You always want to start fast. We've been able to do that. And really, it's credit to our players and their preparation. And I also believe once you start to do that, you start to start a game fast, get points on the board quickly. It's something that us as an offense get a greater understanding of how that impacts the game, and I think that's something that's happening. You know, we continue to do that, but starting fast is something I think we're getting more comfortable with.
You guys can attack teams a lot of different ways in the running game. How do you kind of find that mix and that balance, how to hit teams and with what personnel?
Well, I think we go into a game every week with a plan, and we try to adjust accordingly with how the game's going, what they're playing, what we're hitting, what's hot. But at the same time, we do a lot, and it's a credit to our players and our coaches. So I think it's a function of just having a very strong coaching staff and a very competitive group of players that want to do whatever it takes to prepare to win.
And Coach, looking ahead to the second half of the season, you guys are going to get a few pieces back in the mix. And guys, I'm sure you're excited to add to the fold, and Mario Manningham when he comes back, and, and even guys like Michael Crabtree too are working to get back. And talk about those two guys and really some hard decisions that maybe Trent Baalke's going to have to make in terms of who stays and who goes and how all these pieces fit into place.
Yeah, there's no question. There's problems and there's good problems, and that's a good problem. With Mario and Michael coming back into the fold, I mean, you're talking about two excellent receivers that have done it on the big stages. Throw that into the mix with Anquan, you know, you're talking about a complete arsenal, and you can forget Vernon. You know, it's just something that we're going to stay humble and hungry, and as these men join us, you know, it'll give us the ability to, you know, maybe open things up a little bit here and there. But we're really excited, and the way they've been approaching their rehab is really what sets off that excitement, because they want to be out there.